Hezbollah rockets hit northern Israel Wednesday, killing three Israelis in the city of Nazareth. At least one Hezbollah rocket hit the sea, just outside Israel's second largest city, Haifa. Israeli military officials say troops from Israel crossed into Lebanon in search of Hezbollah weapons. Israel carried out more airstrikes in southern and eastern Lebanon Wednesday, killing at least 55 people. Lebanese officials say at least 12 people died near the southern city of Tyre, where Israeli attacks flattened homes. Warplanes from Israel also blasted other targets across Lebanon, trying to destroy Hezbollah's ability to fire rockets. Israel says it could take two more weeks for its bombing campaign to destroy Hezbollah's rocket arsenal. Two Israeli soldiers died in the clashes with Hezbollah. The guerrilla group said one of its fighters died. Lebanon's prime minister, Fouad Siniora, appealed for an end to the hostilities and international humanitarian aid for Lebanon.
The toll in terms of human life has reached tragic proportions. Over 1,000 injured and 300 killed so far, and the number is mounting. Over 500,000 people have been displaced.
Thousands of people are pouring into Cyprus to escape the airstrikes in Lebanon. A cruise ship carried more than 1,000 Americans from Beirut to Cyprus. Hundreds of Lebanese refugees fled to Syria Wednesday, where a handful of volunteers with the Red Crescent handed them food and drinks. Hundreds of other Lebanese refugees who arrived in Syria earlier are filling public buildings in Damascus.
So we have now like over 400 people. We have all the floors fully equipped.
French President Jacques Chirac has proposed a humanitarian truce in Lebanon to allow foreigners to evacuate and Lebanese civilians to flee Israeli bombardments. He also proposed humanitarian corridors through which civilians can leave and international aid can reach them. Deborah Block, VOA News.